you very much.
Superstar treatment. Mine's empty, but that's cool. I'm thirsty. Been on the state now. Tanner Schwent bringing Doc Mo, Dr. Michael Mosier.
Well, hey.
Owner. Of course, we got Christy over there as well. We got the husband-wife duo running the show.
She's pouring, and I'm making.
Well, now you're radioing right now.
Now I'm radioing.
You're used to being on the radio. Of course, you hear Doc Mo on with Tanner Schwent and Chad Young on Brew Talk every Wednesday night. And we always knew there was something special there, Doc. There was something special.
Something special.
And here we are at Rule 105.
That's right.
Congratulations. Grand opening today.
Grand opening.
You guys opened up the doors officially as Rule 105 at 12 o'clock. And I'm happy to say we get to be the first ones on the stage.
First ones on the stage. And the first can of beer went to both you and
Did it really?
Tanner,
oh,
yes.
Well, I had the Poncho and Lefty in the can, the Mexican-style lager.
That's right.
Absolutely delicious. I hated it. Can't you tell? It's nice and empty.
That's right. It's empty.
but you got You've had a couple of new edits, of course, to the place. It used to be Broken Plow Brewery, and you've worked well with the former owners, of course.
That's
and
correct.
Nice transition here to Rule 105.
Yeah, that was our whole point, was to make sure that we transitioned well so that we could continue to make the same kind of beer that everybody were remembering, but then change about half of the menu so that we could end up introducing some beers that we really liked, including sours. We have a raspberry and a blackberry sour, as well as porters. I'm a big fan of porters. And some other beers, too, including an English pale ale that we've got on.
Wow, I'm excited to see kind of how everybody enjoy. Like, what I mean, that's got to be fun for you to see. Okay, what do they like the most? What sells the most at this time?
And that's my favorite part of the whole thing is somebody comes up and says, oh, wow, this beer is really good. And I'm like, okay, what don't you like about it? And what would you like me to change? And that is providing inspiration for the next batch of beer that gets made.
One of the reasons I think, and for many reasons, but I think you're going to be so amazing as a brewer is because you are so open to critique. I mean, you've asked Tanner several times. I hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, tell me if there's something wrong with it. I don't want to sell bad beer, so you tell me now.
Exactly. I ask all my customers the same thing. If something doesn't taste right, I want to know so that I can fix it. So that we don't do that again.
So what's your favorite beer currently on tap right now?
Currently on tap, I really love the apricot wheat, and I really love that English porter that we made.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorite right now. However, I'm a big fan of sours and love fruited sours, especially the cream sours that we make.
I know it's kind of like asking you which kid do you like the best, right?
But. Yeah, it's kind of. I didn't go down the whole list, but there's.
Man, I tell you what, it's so fascinating. Just you've let us kind of go back there a little bit, and it's so amazing to see the process that is brewing beer, let alone several beers.
And that's what we want to be, is open.
Yeah,
we want to make sure that anybody that walks in through the door goes, hey, how do you do this? And I'm happy to show you and even have you help me out. That's the whole point of the matter. So
you let Tanner screw on the.
Oh yeah, that's right. The two of you helped put the tap handles on.
Yeah,
that was wonderful.
I'm surprised you trusted him with that.
Well, you know, we had to go back and adjust some of them. And you notice one of them's missing still.
Yeah,
so.
I think he stole one. To be real honest with you, I saw him leave to his pickup, and he had something in his pocket. But no, okay. Rule 105, talked about it earlier, but. Talk to us about the name. I know in the brewery world, the naming of a brewery is such a cool thing.
Oh my gosh, we took maybe 6-7 months of going through different names, what really struck us as being wonderful. And we came across an Urban Dictionary slang for Rule 105, which is beer is the answer. As in, should I have a wine or a beer? And the answer is always don't violate Rule 105. You should be doing beer.
You should always be having a beer.
And that's where we just thought that was the most, that was it. And so we said, that's what we're going to name this place.
When did you first realize that you wanted to buy a brewery? You've taught at UNC for way smart things, very, very smart things, but you also taught brewing to students at UNC.
So I back in 86, 87, I thought it would be really cool to be part of a homebrew club out in Washington, Idaho area. And I was part of that. And I really got to where I really enjoyed things and how they were going. And I thought, you know, this would be really a cool career, is to have that kind of situation set up. And so I did. I spent my time and went through and kind of learned how to do that, brewing beer, etc., while I was going to school.
Wow.
When I finally got to the point where I am now, teaching in chemistry, and thought, you know, this, I need to go a little bit further and actually open the brewery rather than just talk about it with my friends, because after a while they get like, yeah.
Yeah, he's never going to do it.
You know what I mean? Not going to do it. So I decided, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. So about 3.5 years ago, we started looking for a place.
3.5 years
ago. Oh, my. Yeah. So, and everybody says the hardest part about opening a brewery is the amount of time it takes before you open the brewery.
Well, yeah, you guys, I mean, getting ready this week shut down a couple of days just so you could prepare rather than start trying to juggle everything. I think that was the smart move. Shut it down, get it right, and then open it up.
It still meant that we were here till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning last night with last minute things. But doing remodeling just takes forever.
Yeah.
Ended up working. So hopefully it attracts, you know, it's pleasant, it's relaxing, it's kind of den-like. That's what we wanted to make sure, that it's, you know, not in your face, just relaxing, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Yeah, a couple of, obviously a wonderful paint job. The bar, that's what, I mean, I walked in the door. I hadn't, we hang out quite a bit. I've been here a few times, but I had not seen the bar just yet. So it just really threw me back. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Those panels that were put on the bar took 2 days to put those tin panels on.
Wow.
And get them all lined up with the crown molding and everything. So totally a different kind of approach than what was there before.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I think that's important. You know, when you buy a brewery, it needs to take on the image, the look, the feel of its owners.
And that's what we wanted to do. Like I said, we were going after like the den a feel. You feel kind of warm and at home. And that's the kind of how we have it set up. New merchandising center. There will be a coffee bar that will be added within the next week or so.
Oh, wow.
For those of you who would prefer to have a cup of coffee instead of a glass of beer.
They're going against that Rule 105, but you're still going to help them
out.
That's
true. They're actually doing Rule 106 or something. But, that's how we're doing it. And, of course, we always have other drinks, soda pops and stuff like that for the people who aren't as into beer as I am.
So what's next this weekend, right? We got music tonight, right?
So tonight there's music. Tomorrow we have Gourmet Grub as a food truck and more music as well. And then, of course, all weekend long we have our grand opening door prizes. Every hour starting at 2 o'clock we'll start drawing a name from the hat. If you don't have to be here, but if you've come in and signed up, we'll draw everything from a free pint of beer all the way up to a free gift card.
Free gift card.
And if
cards.
You're unable to drink a free pint, then we'll give you a free soda pop instead.
That work. And you got the T-shirts available as well.
That's right.
And so it's going to be cool. You got obviously the mug. You get the free growler with a beer of choice. So there's going to be a lot of ways to win some pretty cool prizes.
I think if you're here, chances of you getting one of those are pretty good.
I'm kind of Tanner. Did he win that, or did he? What is he wearing there?
He's wearing one of the hats, the Rule 105 hats.
Wow, that's a sharp. I like that style of hat.
I do too. I like that kind of has a little bit of what do you call it? Ventilation in the back.
Well, yeah, you need that for the summertime.
That's right. That's right. Now, me on my case, you know, if there's any ventilation back there, I just burn through it. So
you just have little holes of burn back there.
I just have little tiny red dots all over the back of my head.
So, what kind of big things? I mean, and I know now it's just about getting open, getting beer ready, and just providing amazing beer. But I know you guys have big plans going forward.
Yeah, we bought a canning line, so we've been starting to can some of our beer. In fact, we have Poncho and Lefty on can right now. Not very many, but it was just a trial run yesterday, and we're going to continue doing that over the next couple weeks till we have 4 or 5 of our more popular beers on can, and then we'll get them out there to the general public through liquor stores in the area.
Oh,
and that's what we're really looking forward to.
I just love it, man. It just sounds like so many great things. And, you know, you two have worked so hard. We just love you guys. We love you and your wife, Christy. You guys have busted hump to make this thing happen. And it's pretty special.
We try to lead. I've always said lead by example. So work hard and other people will follow and work hard too. And that's kind of how we try to do things. Like I said, we were here till 2 o'clock last night, and the night before we were here till 1 o'clock, et cetera, et cetera. That's just us working hard, getting things done. And we feel that, you know, if everybody else tries to do the same thing, you know, this world would be a better place.
It would be a much
it?
Better place. Open until 11 o'clock tonight, is that right?
Tonight, I believe it's, is it 10 tonight?
Is it 10 tonight?
And okay. then 11 o'clock
11
tomorrow
o'clock
night.
Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock tonight.
I don't know. My wife is the one who put the hours up on the board, and I've been too busy in the back to notice.
I mean, you have, and it's every time I come over here, I always look through the window back there in the hall, and I can just see it going.
There should be a sign there that says, please don't feed the brewers.
I tried to throw some seeds in there the other day, man. Doc, anything else you want to get out there?
Yeah, so
man?
We've got another couple of releases coming up. I've got an oaked porter coming up probably tomorrow or Monday. Tomorrow or Sunday. And then we also have a vanilla porter that's coming out probably Monday. I could probably be twisted. My arm could be twisted to have it come out on Sunday. But we'll see how things go. But, so there's new releases coming out all the time. Just come on out and check us and we'll let you know what we got.
And music tonight, live music up on this big stage. You got the big Rule 105 Brewing logo behind us on the stage. Uh-huh. I love it, man. It's great.
And
got
TVs
the lights on.
And hopefully some sports on the TV. If you don't like sports, we've got the Food Channel and a whole bunch of other stuff to watch.
Hey, I'm good with anything, man. I'm preferable to sports, of course, but
we'll have to make sure they're on at least the channel you're watching.
As long as I have a beer, I can watch anything, man. I can just ask Tanner. I can watch pretty much even bull riding. That's what it is. That's what
it
is.
Bowling is actually a pretty good
one. I would
watch
bowling, yeah.
Yeah, bowling is a pretty fun sport to watch.
Doc, appreciate it, man. Thanks for letting us camp out here for the day.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys coming out.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll be here for until 2 o'clock. We'll probably hang out a little bit afterward. We got great people coming in here today, and I know throughout the day we got giveaways. So if you can't make it out right now, you're still at work. I get it. It's tough during the middle of the day. But maybe you're getting off a little bit early. It's Friday. You've earned
it's
a beer.
Friday.
It's
Friday.
Hot outside. It's Stampede week, so come out here for a beer.
It's at least beer 30 someplace, right?
I think you're right, man. All right, Doc. Well, we'll let you get back to work, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll get back into some sports topics there. Well, we got a couple of big announcements on the NBA side of things. Looks like Jason Kidd has found a new home, so that's going to be interesting. We'll get to that. Going with the old Dallas Mavericks, his old team. Also, Vic Fangio, how many wins will he need? Will he win enough to keep his job as the head coach after 2021? All that and more live from Rule 105 Brewing in West Greeley, formerly Broken Plow Brewery. Come on out, have a beer. It's a great time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. We're live and on location at Rule 105 Brewing. It's a wonderful place here, man. Great people, and folks are stopping by to say hello throughout the day today, so why don't you do the same? Maybe you're getting off work, you're taking a longer lunch. Stop by and say hi to us. You get a chance to win some really cool prizes, too, in a raffle. We're going to be drawing names and a prize from this list all day long, so you can enter to win once per day for this grand opening weekend. You know, $75 gift cards, $50 gift cards, T-shirts, growlers, mugs, and more. So check us out. We're in West 10th Street today, and we're having a good time. Okay, First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available for you to go answer at thewholeshow.com. And this guy, I kind of started thinking about this. I read an article from CBSSports.com this morning talking about coaches, head coaches in the NFL that are on the hot seat. And, boy, basically if you weren't a playoff team last year, you're on this list. Vic Fangio, certainly not a playoff coach. He's on this list as well. So let's go look at what our poll question has to say. Again, at thewholeshow.com. How many or will Vic Fangio win enough games to get past this season? What does that number look like? I, with an extra game added to the mix this year, you got to think it's a little bit different. It's got to be up around the, you know, with 17 games as opposed to 16, you got to think that it's getting upwards of 9 wins, you know, 8. I don't think 8 wins is going to cut it. I think you're going to be looking at 9 to 10. Colfax, what did you have again? Did you have them going? Did you have them winning 12?
Yeah, I had 12 wins on that.
So you got them. So 12-5. Okay, 12
yeah.
and 5.
Yeah, 12
on my
five.
Math, it's one extra game. Why does one extra game make us feel like we don't know how to do math anymore? Because I can't. It does not compute.
Just
12-4 is 12
man.
And 5. It just doesn't. Yeah. It's weird, man. It just blows my mind. So I've got them going 11-6. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You had one more than me?
Yep.
Okay, so by those standards, without Aaron Rodgers, we both have that.
Yep.
Then, yeah, Vic Fangio is the head coach for the foreseeable future. However, even if he gets a couple of wins like that, even if he does get into the 10-win mark and the 11-win mark, this team, the big thing that we're not talking about, the elephant in the room, so to speak, is that this team will probably be sold in a year or two. The strong sense around the NFL and Denver is that this team could end up for sale by early 2022. So that has negative consequences for head coaches that are not winning now. I mean, if a new ownership comes in here, they're going to want to put their people in place unless the people in place are already good. And I think, you know, that's why I wondered about the George Payton thing when John Elway decided to step down as the president of operations. And, well, he elevated himself up, I guess is what he said. This is why I thought it was such a strange time, because finding a guy to come here, okay, great, George Payton's a good hire. Will ownership like this guy? I mean, is that something where it's just going to be a given right off the bat? Or are they going to want to find their own guy and, you know, bring in a new ownership? Maybe they want their own GM. They want their own head coach. Can't imagine with George Payton's resume and the fact that he was, like, the most sought-after GM-style guy in the offseason, I can't imagine that any owner comes in here and says, we're going to blow this guy out, unless the next year or maybe two, they just absolutely are terrible. But the head coach, I mean, is 11 even going to cut it? Is going to the playoffs going to cut it? I mean, I would think so, but with the new ownership situation, you do have to wonder if that's going to be high on the priority list there. So I do agree with you, Colbs. I think this defense has the chance to be elite, keep them in the playoff conversation. But if this defense isn't flat-out special, because there's no question they devoted resources, free agency, trades, draft picks, to making this defense better, to bolstering this defense up, if that doesn't work as soon as this year, then I can't see how in the world Fangio has a job past next season. Now, do they hold on one more year because maybe the team doesn't go for sale until after the 2022 season? That would be his only saving grace. But make no mistake about it, Vic Fangio is in the hot and heavy mix as far as coaches on the hot seat. There's a lot on this list. Like I said, if you weren't a playoff team last year, you're probably on this list. Matt Nagy is certainly on the high side of it. He was getting accolades and winning trophies in Chicago. I mean, people were like, Coach of the Year, and then suddenly there it's not going to happen, and he has fallen apart. So will this Justin Fields thing work out for Matt? Lot hinges there. Mike McCarthy, he's another head coach in the hot seat. You know, you go to Dallas to be the head coach, and they expect greatness there. Jerry Jones expects it, even though he doesn't get it. That's what he expects. So we'll see if this is going to be the year. Getting Dak Prescott back from his injury, and of course making $40 million a year, you got your quarterback back. So Mike McCarthy's certainly on the hot seat. Got to look at Zach Taylor, you know, for the Bengals. They're going to want to get this thing up and running. And I know Joe Burrow got hurt last year, and that didn't help the case. But I think that you're looking at it in Cincinnati. I mean, they were very loyal to their guy for a very long time before. But now I don't know if they're going to go that route. Cliff Kingsbury, that's another guy. Because I think you're all kind of looking at the Cardinals and saying, all right, can they stay on the top? Can they now be a contender? That's where we want to see Arizona, to be in the contender status. So I think that that's going to be a big deal. We're taking pictures now. that was good. Yeah, Christy's getting a picture with the lights on, the fans going, so it's a perfect world. I am honored, though, because from now on, even when the greats, like, you know, you get all these great celebrities on the stage, I get to say that I was the first one on here. Not the first celebrity, just the first person. So it's a pretty exciting deal. All right, again, folks, we're live and on location at Rule 105. It is the grand opening today, but it's also grand opening weekend. So we're celebrating today. We're celebrating tomorrow as well. Stop by. Drawings begin today at 2 o'clock. So get by here, put your name in the hat, and enter for a chance to win some great prizes. A $75 gift card, a $50 gift card, a free growler with beer of choice. You get a lot of those options. A free mug with a beer of choice. Buy one drink, get one free. A free pint, free T-shirt. A lot of great prizes out here. It's cooling off a little bit. The clouds are coming in. So come out for a great opportunity. Great friends out here, too. I mean, I'm told, a little birdie tells me the great Brian Gary's out here hanging out with Tanner Schwinn. It's a radio hall of fame over here. So we're going to talk to those guys in a bit, too, hanging out, having a great time. Come by, see us. We're out here live until 2. I'll probably have a beer right after the show, so stop by, say hello. All right, Colfax, let's jump out of here. We'll get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you could be with us here. It's The Whole Show. We're powered by PDC Energy. We're live and on location. Colfax, when's the last time we said live and on location, man? Do you even remember? Because it's been a little while. I don't remember the last remote we've had.
A little inside studio here. We got some new things, and it's been over a year since we got these new things in the studio, and we haven't done it since that. So
yeah, it's like, whoa. Yeah, because I'm trying to think. I don't remember the last time I've used this equipment.
Yeah.
But here we are. We're out here at the one. It's an honor to make this one our first remote back. Certainly our first remote. I know Brutalk and those guys have been out. Clark Johnson just stopped by, too, man. We've got the radio all-star cast here. Brian Gary, you know his name. He's a big radio guy. Just something to log away for later, maybe. Huh. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything, Colfax. Tanner Schwintz out here hanging out. We got, well, Doc Moe is a celebrity. He's a Brew Talk, so he's out here running the show for Rule 105. And away we go, man. It's a great time, so please come out and say hello. Colfax, I apologize. I got so caught up in our Thursday night special last night.
Yep.
Or yesterday, which, and I made the pick and I lost it, but you, poor guy, you didn't even get your pick.
I didn't get my chance to make a pick for the game last night. I'll be honest, I was going to go with you. So just so give me the L.
I'm shocked, man. The Clippers brought it. It was an intense game for a while, but the Clippers started pulling away in this thing, and it was a heck of a game. So at least for the Clippers to hang in there. So good for them. Hold on one more anyway.
Yeah.
I still think the Suns win this series. All right, before I forget, because things get crazy on remotes, Colfax. We got Hawks Bucks tonight. Hawks won the first game in Milwaukee, so they took away Milwaukee's home court advantage. I still like the Bucks to win this series, which means they have to win tonight. They cannot go down 0-2 and then go to Atlanta. So I'm taking the Bucks tonight.
So am I. I'll go Bucks.
I'm never going to gain any games. I don't even know what our records are right now, cuz I don't have them with me.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'll just keep picking what you pick, and then I'll win this thing.
You know what? Maybe you should start picking first now. I'm going to start having you pick first so that I can actually try to climb.
That's fine.
And catch you by a game and see. We're running out of games, man. We're running out of real estate here cuz we're in the conference finals. And the Suns are already approaching game 4 tomorrow, right? And then you have game 2 tonight between Atlanta and Milwaukee. So the Suns could theoretically be done in 2 more games and move on to the finals. So I gotta get my act together here, man.
All right. I mean, I could go Hawks tonight. I mean, let's go Trae Young. Why not?
You go whatever you want. I don't want to pressure you into making a pick so I can. Of course, you'll probably win. So
okay,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go Hawks. Let's do it.
So you're gonna go. You're going Hawks, yep. Trae Young and company to go up 2-0 in this series. All right, I like it, dude. Trae Young's amazing. We chatted about this yesterday about, you know, the NBA is getting away from that face of the NBA thing, more like the NFL, where we're taking a page from the NFL, and it's going to be a bunch of different stars. We're not going to have one or two different superstars. We got a bunch. That's the way the NBA is right now. I saw a post, though, Colfax, and it's still happening. I saw a post that said, you know, it showed LeBron and KD and Harden and a couple other big, Steph Curry, and it's like passing of the torch, and it showed Trae Young and Giannis and Luka and Ja Morant. Where's Nikola Jokic?
No Jokic?
No Jokic. not the league MVP, the most valuable player, is not even on that list.
That is mind-boggling.
I'm appalled, man. It's disgusting.
What are they thinking?
I don't know. They can't seem to get behind this guy, and it just doesn't. I mean, I know it's over. He didn't make it to the Western Conference Finals. All right, but he was the MVP, the best player throughout the course of the season, and so it's really frustrating to continue to see the disrespect. It's like the NBA just kind of forgot. And why in the world would they make the announcement of the MVP before Rookie of the Year and all? Like, the MVP should be the number one award that we're talking about, yet that was the last award to get mentioned. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. We continue to disrespect this guy, and that's the way it goes. All right, so our Power to Play Sports poll question is available for you to check out. Will Vic Fangio win enough games to reclaim his job as head coach next season? And while I do think the answer is yes, I do. There's going to be a lot of question marks still surrounding this entire organization as far as what that next step looks like. Because if you're a new ownership coming in, do you want a 61-year-old head coach? Is that the route you want to go? Or, because I think they're going to be good with George Payton. I think they'll be good there. Because he's kind of this not young and up-and-comer, but for a GM, he's a young and up-and-comer. He's been a great assistant for Minnesota for the longest time. So I got to think he's safe unless he just falls on his face. But I would be very concerned if I'm Vic, win or lose this season. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. We got the Rockies getting back in action tonight. Rockies sitting at 31-44. They're going up against Milwaukee. Remember, last week at home against Milwaukee, they won the first two games, and you're thinking, wow, they're going to win this series. Ended up splitting, but it is kind of a big game tonight, because of the situation with John Gray. John Gray is making his appearance, his reappearance, back into this lineup. He will start tonight. He's going up against Burns. So, Corbin Burns, this is a chance, man. I mean, I know you're on the road. You finally got another road win, up to six now. This is an opportunity, I believe, for the Rockies to grab a couple here. And I know Milwaukee's a pretty good baseball team, but John Gray, you got to think he's chomping at the bit to get after it tonight. Texter yesterday was talking to us about, well, you get used to enjoy these wins now, because once they trade Trevor Story, the wins are just going to really pile up, or the losses are just going to start piling up. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with Story. I just don't know. I obviously don't want that to happen. I think that would be frustrating. But if the answer is that, okay, he doesn't want to be here next season, then, yeah, you have to trade him. You have to move on from a guy like Story, because you have to get something for him. And it could be like the Carmelo Anthony situation. So you might as well try to get something for him at this point while you can. But if you're getting some kind of idea that he wants to stick around, then you absolutely go that route. You sign him. You get him into the mix. But I don't know. I think John Gray does. I think Gray wants to stick around. So that'll be an interesting one, too. All right, guys. Again, we're live and on location at Rule 105. It is grand opening time today, and we're going into tomorrow as well. We got live music, so they're going to kick me off of the stage at some point, and we'll get live music here on the stage, so we're pumped about that. That's going to be a good time. We got, there's old Near Broke hanging out over there. People are stopping by, grabbing a beer. Formerly Broken Plow Brewery, remember that. If you're looking for it, you're looking for the sign, I'll admit I drove by it today. Yeah, I get lost. Colfax, what's new? I drove by it, and I'm like, well, I'm looking for the Broken Plow sign, and then I forgot. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're at a grand opening for Rule 105.
Yeah.
Sometimes those things miss me, man. I gotta pay more attention.
Hey, I mean, well, if you're used to seeing the Broken Plow sign, and then you see, you know, the Rule 105,
yeah,
it's easy to get confused.
What is this? My brain gets confused pretty easily, Colbs. It really does, man. It doesn't take much. You know the Shields story. You know, I mean, who who creates a giant building with two entrances, right?
That are identical.
That just throws anybody off. Yeah, that are identical, except for they didn't have the fish tanks on the other side. So that might have been a dead giveaway because I walked in to fish tanks. I left, and there were no fish tanks. I went outside. I must have searched for 30 minutes for my car. I just assumed somebody hot-wired it, like in MacGyver, and stole my car a few years ago. So, yeah, it doesn't take much for me. But those of you that are smart people, West 10th Street, there's a Subway around here. There's a Papa John's. And again, formerly Broken Plow Brewery. There's a gas station there. You can't miss it. You turn off, come in here, hang out. People are stopping by throughout the day today. Come check it out. Colbs, you're going to make it out here, right? I'm going to stick around. I'm going to wait for you. I'm waiting for you.
Once we sign off here, I'm going to boogie on over there. So hope
right,
to see
man.
Everyone
well,
out there.
That'll be good. Well, I'm sure all the hooligans will start coming out now when they hear that Colfax is coming out. They're going to want to get the autograph signed. So we'll be sure to get a pen ready for you, my man. All right, Colbs.
I'll sign a couple.
A couple of stickers. We got stickers out here, too. So
perfect.
We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show on the other side. We'll get to what's on tonight as well. Again, Rockies going at it today against Milwaukee. Can they crack the 10-game under 500 code? Oh, they get so close, and then they just fall away. But I'm thinking this road trip's going to be the one. They got four more on this road trip. I'm thinking this is going to be the one that they start getting it going. All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Whole Show. Powered by PDC Energy, live from Rule 105 Brewing. Stop by and say hello.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. We're just about... Especially now because Clark Johnson, the voice, the award-winning voice of Preps Radio, best sports broadcast in a major market, Clark Johnson.
Yeah, Brady Hull, thank you so much, man.
You just got back from Frederick, and you thought you'd stop by for a beer.
Jumping on your show because I know that's what makes the whole world go round. So I'm here for that. But
well, they did put us on the big stage.
Let's give a shout-out to the Eaton Reds who won this
morning.
Oh, my
goodness. That was a great game, too. I was in Jeffco this morning at State Track. So I'm listening to you guys on the way down. I'm listening to you guys on the way back up. It's crystal clear. A great signal.
Yeah, it's fun. And the Reds will try for a 12th state championship tomorrow, 10 a.m. They get going. And either Classical Academy or Faith Christians got to beat them twice. So.
Okay,
if you're a Reds fan, just get ready. Get ready to hold that gold ball because it's coming your way for the 12th time.
You're feeling pretty good about it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's, I mean, what was the record before for state championships?
Well, the next
by one
closest
team
is 8 wins.
Eight, wow.
So the Reds are going for 12.
So they're starting to try to separate themselves.
Just good night, Beantown, yeah.
It's crazy. You've been doing preps up here since 1947.
Yeah, well, 148 years ago. That's right.
But has Eaton always been this powerhouse ever since you started doing preps?
Well, the funny thing is for most of the years, Jim Danley was there at Eaton. They didn't win. But it was kind of the 80s and later, maybe even into the 90s, that they started this incredible run. Where
that's
the Reds
when he
have
got
been,
hit the chunk of his.
Yeah, three-time National Coach of the Year, then hands that over to Todd Hernandez, who the great thing about Todd Hernandez, who's now the coach for the Reds, is he grew up as an Eaton Reds baseball player. His dad was coaching in Eaton baseball, and look at the giving it over to the kids, and we see so many times fathers turning to sons in this organization. The Reds are unbelievable.
Yeah, they really are, and they're doing it again. And you're going to have coverage again tomorrow morning. What time does
10 o'clock
we'll
get going, 9:58. We're going to jump on, no pregame, boom, we'll get right to you. And the Reds a chance to win, and they've got to win one out of two. My guess is Logan Mosier goes tomorrow at 10 a.m. He's never lost as a Red. Ryan Uhr today with a win, never lost as a Red. What a 1-2 punch.
Wow. I mean, that makes it something else. I mean, again, they just keep churning out these great baseball players. And they do it from a young
age.
Every
sport, though,
too. They do. How many championships
Football,
this year?
Wrestling, volleyball, you name it, Eaton Reds are playing for a state championship seemingly all the time.
What is it then? I mean, is it...
It's in the water.
Is it in the water? Is that what it is?
Talk about the football teams.
Yeah,
I mean, my goodness.
Football's... They're turning out great
NFL
players.
Football players.
I mean, look at
every one of them.
Ryan, Austin Eckler.
Boom, boom,
those are big
boom.
Names.
Eaton guys.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm blanking out on the tight end for the Reds. It's now long snapper for the Raiders.
Come on.
Tight end for the Reds. Tanner was looking at
us. We're both there, yeah.
He's not going to give it to us. But sensational players, man. I mean, so there's something there. There's just great athletes, great programs.
Trent Sieg,
there it is. Yeah, I knew it was working.
My brain
there.
Would get there at some point, yes. It's old, but he gets
there. We're only on for another 2 minutes, so I was really hoping it was going to kick in at
Trent
that point.
Trent Sieg, terrific, yeah.
You know what? I don't think Mitch ever was, because I don't know if we did those games then. But
no, we didn't.
But Austin Eckler and Trent Sieg were both
Loveland
Forward Players of the Week at one point in time, right?
You and I were doing games when Eckler was playing.
Yeah, we were. And
that was unbelievable.
I remember seeing a scout out there, a UNC scout, and I'm not going to try to bash UNC, but I saw a UNC scout, and the guy leaves at halftime, and he's like, I'll be listening to you guys on the way home, which is cool. But it's like, what didn't you see then? Because he didn't go to UNC. He went to a D2 school, right?
He went to Western.
Yeah. And Wyoming missed out. I mean,
everybody,
CSU, UNC.
Everybody at the D1 level missed out on
and
Austin.
What happened? He came here with Western and beat UNC. He
That's
had
right.
a big game.
That's right.
So you got a kid in your own backyard, this Austin Eckler, who's a household name in the NFL and didn't play in our own in his own backyard.
Swing and a miss.
That's like crazy. Yeah. And Mitch Unrein goes to Wyoming.
Yep.
So I just think we got to pay attention locally. Okay, Clark, so again, tomorrow you're going to get started right at 10 o'clock, get set for this game. All the Reds got to do is win one.
They got to win one. They play at 10. If they lose that one, we'll go again at 12:30, and the Reds looking for 12 state championships.
All right, my friend. Boom. Preps Radio's rocking and rolling. You'll take a little break after this game. We don't know what the summer holds as far as some other baseball, but football's not that far around the corner.
Knocking on the door.
Getting ready for training camp coverage there. That's going to do it for us. We're live from Rule 105 Brewing. Get out here. Say hi to us. Hang out. Come shake hands with the Preps Radio Broadcaster of the Year in a major market. That's going to do it for us. All right, we'll be back at it. Oh, well, I won't be back at it next week. Good night, Northern Colorado.